Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Dove Knight. You know, I do a podcast about my music, you know, because it's important for me to talk about it because it's part of who I am, you know. I'm an artist, singer, songwriter. And, you know, I live near Hollywood, as if anyone listens to my podcast. And living near Hollywood, you know, there's so many artists like me out here, so it's part of the artistic place. You can say L.A. If you don't know about L.A. or Hollywood or Singerbro Valley, you know, there's different parts. And that includes, like, people like Van Nuys, North Hollywood, and so on. Well, what I'm trying to say is that it's already been noted that particularly with Hollywood, the San Fernando Valley, you know, like North Hollywood, Van Nuys, it's very, all elected officials are Democratic. It's a very open-minded place. There's a lot of musicians here. And not just in West Hollywood, who came out here to be a star like me, they come to Singerbro Valley, or which I've been, or live, or whatever, or San Fernando Valley. They're all over the place. Lots of them. Actors, singers. I met so many in North Hollywood and so on. Yes, the center place is Hollywood, but, you know, there's industries in Burbank, Canoga Park, so on. The reason why I'm saying this is because you know, it's important that we all know where we are. You know, where what types of people are. Regardless, you know, where we come from, you know. And, you know, regardless of where I live, even though this is a lot of artists, a lot of people, aspiring people, even celebrities or in Van Nuys, or Singerbro Valley or Sherman Oaks or whatever, you know, this is a place. I bring this up because I have some people who simply don't understand the fact that we're not living in outside Kansas. We're not living in Missouri. We're living around artists like me. They, you know, it's kind of crazy, you know, but basic common sense. It's also the political situation here, too. Very liberal. I'm looking at all the officials. They're all liberal. Not just the mayor's office because, you know, people in the valley vote for the mayor because this is part of L.A. You know, just about every official, you know, particularly in the San Fernando Valley, are Democratic. In San Gabriel Valley, they may be Republican over there, but who knows? The state of California is definitely Democratic. I bring this up because I had to keep this confidential, you know. I don't like bringing up about somebody who don't understand reality of the place they live in. When you live around with a bunch of liberals, which is good like me, open-minded, so on. Yes, there's conservatives who live there in this area. Just like if I, it'd be the same if I was in Georgia, it'd be a bunch of conservatives. And there's liberals living there too. But it doesn't matter. We have to know where we are. So someone said they practice hate crimes or whatever, they want to be conservative. That's not going to happen. Of course, it's none of my business about what this person who said that they're conservative, they think this is a conservative area. everybody elected in this area is Democratic. And that's important for me because I ain't going to be elected living with no conservative area. But whether a person is conservative or Democratic or what they do in their home is none of my business. It's basic common sense. Basic common sense, how you live around other people. And I'm living around somebody who don't know how to mind their business. If you don't know how to mind your business, you got a mental problem, or you should be investigated by police or something because something wrong with them. I say that because these people target me, are in my business about what I'm doing in my home or my life, and it's none of their damn business, religion or so on. They have some psychological problem or antisocial person. They should not be living near me. Okay? Sooner or later, these people are going to go to jail or be put in prison or something because they simply are too insane or sick to live around someone like me. When I deal with people, regardless of what their political beliefs, it's none of my business, meaning I don't care what they do in their home and their life. If they're a musician or so on, it's none of my business. It's a way you deal with people in everyday society, whether you live in Tennessee or you live in California. You stay out of people's business and don't gossip about somebody you don't know. These people perpetually have... these people perpetually have gossip about me, and they don't even know me, or hardly know me. Maybe they know me from another street. They should be sent to a mental institution. Don't you know that that's a sign of some crazy or some criminal, a dangerous person? When you don't know how to mind your business, something is wrong with them. They lost control of their lives or so on, especially when it comes to adults. Whatever I do, whether I'm employed, unemployed, artist, or whatever, jump up and down, it's none of their damn business. So they need to have some comp. Do they know how to live around people in society? Do they know how to live around people, live around other people who they don't know? Do they need psychiatric help? I'm just sick of it. Somebody needs to put these people in a mental hospital or police officer or something. Sound like what I guess is that these people have not only psychological problems, maybe they've been in prison before, which I suspect. They've been in trouble with the law before. They got alcohol or drug problems. When somebody don't know how to mind business, it's a sign of some psychological problem. It's also a sign that they got alcohol or drug problems. They were a criminal. Somebody should look at them and say, you need to get some help or move. Tell them to move. Move out. Move away from people. Because sooner or later, they're going to get investigated or put in prison or something. Or mental hospital business. And there's a reason why I deal with this. It's the homeless people I know. The homeless people I just ignore, but... yeah, the homeless people are part of the situation. They should not be walking the streets. They should be locked up in a mental institution. Or the neighbors I know gossip about my home, about my life, about whether I should, you know, one of them just said I should be like this counselor. It's none of their damn business. Really, it's none of people's business. I don't care what people do. I don't gossip or spend all day gossiping about what someone else is doing because that would make me be look a little crazy. I'd be sick in the head. I got to think about what I'm doing. If I'm sitting on my ass and doing my thing or whatever, it's none. It's just basic common sense how you live in America. But, of course, some people, unfortunately, there are quite a few people who don't understand the basic motto of living next door to people, living near people, especially people that they don't know. That has to have somebody come in. Now, I bring up these, one of them said the reality conservative account. They are out of touch reality because this is not no conservative area where I live. But I'm going to bring up, they can look on the computer and look at all the people who are voted Democratic in certain areas. West Hollywood, not just West Hollywood, Van Nuys, Sherman White, it's all Democratic. Studio City, just about Democratic. There are some Republicans. There's some Republicans in West Valley, but it's mostly Democratic. I don't understand why they're saying this. The state is this is probably the most liberal state in the country, next to Hawaii. So you're bringing this mantle of this right way or wrong way or, you know, racism or homophobia or sexism. Listen, you're going to get investigated for a hate crime because they have hate crime laws in the state. You should not be bringing it in a very open-minded area. Even if it was San Francisco, you're in the wrong area. I'm sorry. I hope that the officer or a mental health specialist can get involved with these people because they lack the capacity to mind or keep things to themselves. They don't like a black person in their neighborhood or any type of lifestyle. Then move. If you act out on your beliefs or prejudice, you're going to be investigated. If you use the N-word, it's a sign you could be charged with a hate incident. I mean, from what I know, I look on the computer, the representative is Democratic. All the councilmen in Van Nuys are Democratic. Okay, the supervisor who represents this area is Democratic. You ask the mayor, it's Democratic. We have two senators who are Democratic. All the representatives in this area, the United States Congress, are Democratic. Yeah, it doesn't mean that it's going to stay that way. I hope it does. I think it's going to stay that way for a long time to come. 5 years from now, it's still going to be Democratic. 10 years from now, very likely. I don't know why he's bringing up this conservative area. But that's a delusion. Democrats are not associated with conservative party. Especially a conservative Democrat. Bringing up Bible, some of things, backward people coming out into an area that's more open, you're going to get yourself in a lot of trouble. That's why these people should not be around racists or homophobes or sexists or people like that. You're going to be investigated because they have hate crime laws. Had two people been charged with a hate crime in Van Nuys recently, and have been people have been charged recently in this area. But most importantly, why we need to stay in touch with reality, with some crazy, narrow-minded person, I don't know. I hope they keep it to themselves. Okay. Especially in an area like this. If you're worried about me, and I bring this up about the craziness, the targeting, the racism, it's wrong. It's wrong. There's no excuse. They have laws in the state and federal. But not only are these people crazy and narrow-minded, you know, narrow-minded people are got mental problems to begin with. They're stupid, okay? But since they're stupid and narrow-minded, they also don't know how to mind their business, okay? If you don't know how to live basic common sense and living next door to people, if you have a problem, you're going to get caught. Somebody has to come in and send these people to a mental hospital or prison. They need to stop. If you don't mind your freaking business, it's basic common sense. I'm sick of this person mentioning all this on a daily basis. If you're dealing with people, if you're concerned about people, you deal with them directly. It has to be an emergency or something, life or death situation or fire or something, yes. Or you want to talk to somebody about something in the building, yes. But if it's not that and you're commenting and going gossiping and saying things all over about somebody like me, they talk about me all the time and I don't even know them. Think it's wrong with this picture. They got some mental health issue. I don't even know. I did nothing to them. So I hope that a psychiatrist and a police officer can get involved. Because Because if you do not mind your business, you need to leave the area or get to seek treatment or go to a prison or a hospital. And eventually you will. You got some problem. Also, I bring up liberalism because this person thinks it's conservative. This is not a conservative area. You have a right to be conservative, but if you spread your beliefs and try to target people with discrimination or targeting, you're going to be investigated, especially in a very liberal California area, like whether it's, let's think of Real Valley, Van Nuys, or, you know, Diamond Bar, or whatever. I think Diamond Bar is more Republican, so move. Move on. That's all I had to say. Learn how to live like an American citizen. That's healthy.